can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can check out MightyHouse.net. Go to the Mighty House team page, and you'll find a lot of great companies there to help you out around the house. It's MightyHouse.net, and then click on the team page. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay. Next up, this was pretty. Yes. This is pretty interesting. Did you see this, Robbie?
I did.
And
I love it.
Okay, so
I love it.
I'm gonna say within 5 to 10 minutes, Rich.
Yes.
Robbie's gonna turn to us and say, "Can you build one for me?"
Are you kidding? Before you said, "Hey, Rich," I was gonna say, "Hey, Ron."
Maybe we ought to find out exactly what this is and let everybody know. But we've got Erica. Let's see. Erica, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, everybody.
Erica Kotite, and she wrote a book called She Sheds, A Room of Your Own. And
yay.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
This is a very cool book.
Thanks.
You have the man cave thing trend going. Is this like the yin and the yang of the man cave, the she sheds?
Well, it seems to be. It's certainly on the same timeline and trajectory, I think, that man caves, although I have to say, I think she sheds have forged ahead a bit in terms of the consciousness and the imaginations of women everywhere.
Uh-huh.
The book has came out in January, and it's doing pretty well.
What made you come up with this idea? Do you have one and you wanted to see what other people are doing? Did you want to research doing one for yourself?
Well, I worked for many years at a shelter magazine called Romantic Homes and also Victorian Homes. And a lot of the homes that we featured had outbuildings. They were old. And so we covered all these wonderful little, backyard. We called them just potting sheds. We called them backyard studios. We called them everything but she sheds. But then finally, the term started gaining momentum, and some of my former colleagues worked at a book publisher, and they said, "Erica, you've got to help us with this. We want to do, they're all over social media, but they weren't ever compiled into a book." And so there came the idea for the book.
Okay. So what qualifies a shed to be a she shed?
It needs to be big enough to exist in. It needs to be big enough to stand in. It needs to be big enough to work in. So a lot of people show me their beautiful tool sheds, or cute shed that actually, the husband or the male portion of the family uses. And so it's disqualified.
Okay.
It's got to be used and loved and designed by a woman.
Okay. And built by a woman, preferably?
No, not necessarily. No. Okay. A lot of the sheds in the book and elsewhere, it was a partnership thing. It was sometimes built by the husband as a gift. it was directed by the woman and, you know, executed by the man. But sometimes the woman built it. But I do have to say that still there's more men, I would believe, have handy skills than women at this point.
So then how many of them where the woman came in and just kicked all the stuff out, took out the lawnmower, took everything out.
Right, reclaimed something.
And took it back or created their own out of an existing structure.
Well, there's one woman, at least in the book, a woman in Florida. She saw that her son had his own room. She saw that her husband had the garage.
Yeah,
of course.
So she looked at this sort of plain metal shed in Florida, if you can believe it, and said, you know, everything out, this is mine. And she pulled everything out and I guess put it in her husband's garage. And and she actually did all the interior work. It's very eclectic. It's wonderful. She's an artist. And so the walls are all made out of old cabinets and cabinet doors and chalkboards. It's like a crazy quilt, but it's artful and looks wonderful. And she said she used 178 screws.
Wow.
And lots of caulking. That's what she said.
I mean, the ideas that people have, I really like. I mean, some of them, it makes sense. You know, do you have the potting one, the gardening one, you know, but some of them, the crafting, the sewing, the reading rooms, just the offices, they're beautiful.
And you see, we did one, I don't know.
Maybe. You're telling eight me years, now you did one?
Eight years ago? I didn't know it was a she shed, but I think it does qualify, and it was a yoga studio where she does a yoga stuff.
Yeah, just for one person.
Well, yeah, that's
right.
And she has clients come over, and they have, you know, some friends come over, and it's a yoga studio.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a she shed, and
wine cabinet.
It's a loose definition. I got several wonderful small barns that I really wanted to cover because, of course, everybody loves barns, but it was a barn. Uh-huh. I mean, it was different. The size was different. It was a barn. So there's something you just kind of know when it's a she shed.
Okay.
And what about electricity? Do most people have it, not have it? Isn't that a whole, you know, we talk a lot about getting permits for things, Rich, especially. Is that something that people want the electricity in there?
Yes. I mean, especially if you're going to use your shed for a studio or something where you're actually, especially if you're doing sewing or quilting of any kind, you pretty much have to electrify your shed. And all the counties vary in terms of what you need to do. But I think most counties, the minute you put in electricity, you have to pull a permit. But in Sonoma County, at least where I looked up some of the, did some of the research, you have to pull a permit for electricity, but you still don't have to pull a builder's permit as long as it's under, I think it's 120 square feet.
Right. Well, and that's going to change, I think, from municipality to municipality of what you're allowed to do. And even if you're going to be allowed to have outbuildings, because there are some municipalities that say you can't have any or that you can only have one.
It's my property. I can have whatever I want.
It's not your property.
Erica, that drives me nuts when someone says I can't have two garages on my property or a shed. Yeah. I can't have a shed
in
the garage.
You're only allowed one outbuilding.
Generally, yeah.
Says who? I know.
Says the municipality.
They're wrong. I'm sorry, Erica.
We live in a very controlled area in Huntington Beach, and there's a lot of HOAs. That's another big issue for California.
Homeowners associations. Yeah.
Yeah. We're so real estate challenged. You know, our houses are pretty close together, so it's tough.
Excellent.
Do you have to keep your barbecue smoke in your own yard?
We found out
there was a post this week on Facebook that we shared, and that's what it was. A code enforcement officer telling a couple of guys that they had to keep their barbecue smoke in their own yard. The neighbor was smelling it and complaining.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I know. What a world.
Crazy. I know.
Erica, where can people get your book?
They can get it pretty much anywhere, you know, besides, of course, online. It's in most of the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure what your area's cool bookstore is.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble and so on. Yeah, same ones.
Yeah, it's there. I was in Toronto for a TV interview, and I went to their independent bookstore there, just kind of dropped in, and it was there. It was pretty thrilling. I mean, this is this is the first book that ever had my name on the front of it. I've worked on books before, but it was pretty thrilling to see it there. And it was at Powell's Books in Portland, which is a huge independent bookstore, and someone shot a picture of it on the shelf there.
Excellent. Nice. So that's and when you flip through the book, great photography in here. So you can check it out.
It's beautiful.
She Sheds by Erica Cotite, and it's She Sheds with a room of your own.
Yes.
And it's a great book. It tells you how to even make a green roof if you want to do that. So
yeah, it talks about kits and flooring and everything.
So it's not just pictures of them. It's how to actually do one.
Yes.
So I appreciate your time today, Erica.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thank you all.
All right.
Pleasure.
We'll be talking to you soon when you bring your next one out.
All right, I sure will. I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
This is your talk.
You want to just put in hashtag in any of your social media. Hashtag
1590 WCGO, Evanston, Chicago.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only
passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. No referrals, yo. My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks. There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks. Where you go when your disposal is rusted. My trouble making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
I'm so handy. You already know I'll fix your plumbing when your toilets overflow. I'm so handy. Read one to code when your dishwasher's about to explode.
Now you see that your furnace is needing some service. I'm fully bonded, no need to be nervous. Perhaps you would like a new counter from Micah. Pressure's too weak. You got an attic full of dry rot cause your roof's run a leak. Your fridge is starting to reek. Your hardwood floor's really squeak. But don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, I can do that. Or maybe I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Outstanding.
All right, there you go.
All right, so we are talking a little bit about keeping barbecue smoke, you know, within the confines of your own property lines.
Mm-hmm.
We have, and this came in earlier today. Hi, guys. First off, I had AWM out to do my roof. Great job. Thanks for the referral.
AWM Roofing? And
yes, AWM.
They previous sponsors, hopefully they'll be back soon, but AWM, give Greg a call. He does a great job.
Yes.
He didn't want to be sponsors because it was too effective.
Yes.
He got too busy. Yes. That's pretty funny. Uh-huh. This is the God's truth, people, anybody listening. It's the truth. So, he's like, no, I got too busy.
Yeah, stop saying giving my name out.
What we'll have to do is just get a commission.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time we sell it because, yeah. you know, if he's going to, we give it anyway.
Right.
Whether he pays to sponsor the show or not, we give out his information. Right. So we'll just have to.
Because we know we're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
He's going to take care
of people.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, so she said, how do I approach a neighbor about a terrible, noisy, brand new AC unit that they put in right on my side of their house?
Ugh.
What can be used to block the noise? And I said, oh my gosh, do you live near my sister? Because she has the same thing. You cannot believe how loud.
Is it a window unit?
Is
it a window unit or it's just an old ground mounted unit?
Well, she said it's brand new. In her case, she said it's a brand new AC unit they put in on the side of her house.
You know,
she said
the best
it's
thing to do is go knock on their door and talk to them about it.
Yeah, well, in my sister's case,
if it's brand new, it shouldn't
be
that loud.
And, right. You know, nothing has been done. She says the people are never outside. So, okay, so let's pretend.
So the next thing you do, since they're never outside, is you walk over to it, you open up the cover on the service disconnect, and you pull the bar out.
If they don't answer.
Yeah. Then it stops running until they figure out you pulled the service disconnect.
Right.
Okay, Rich?
Yeah?
Are you seriously suggesting
No,
this?
He's not.
Okay.
Yes. If your neighbor won't help you, like mine, the cage was loose, you know, the frame for it. So it was making a lot of rattling. So I went over, talked to my neighbor, because it's by my bedroom window.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I talked to him, and I'm like, Tom, you think we could work on this together? And, you know, he's like, sure. Went in the garage, got some self-drill and self-tap and screws, tightened it up, boom, done.
Boom,
a
done.
Tap and screw.
Self-tap and screw.
Self-tapping screw. So here's the thing, though. A lot of times that homeowner may not realize that it's loud or obnoxious because they're not on that side of the house. That's not where their bedrooms are. It might be on a dining next to a dining room window that's a room they're never in.
Okay.
So, you know, knock on the door, say, hey, you know, do you mind coming to listen to this thing? This is right next to my bedroom. Can you call your HVAC guy back? Is there something else that can be done to lessen the sound of this thing? And if they are giving you the runaround and not actually helping things out, what you can do then is
shrubberies.
You can put in shrubs, or there's also a lot of towns have a noise ordinance, and you're not, you know. So when we install generators, you go to pull the permit. The generator, the backup generator systems, have to pass a certain sound decibel restrictions. So if they can't be making too much noise when you stand at the lot line, you stand there with a meter and you can see how many decibels that machine's putting out.
Who would you call to get that noise meter?
You don't have to call anybody. Take your smartphone out, hit the app.
Okay.
Go to the app store. They have decibel meters and it's not probably perfect, but
yeah, it's not a scientific instrument, but it's better than nothing.
Right. So then you can
get a decibel meter.
Download the app. They're free. And stand at your lot line, and you can see how many decibels that machine is making, whether it's an AC unit, it's a generator that's sitting outside. Backup generators, and a lot of towns, they're not allowed to put them on the side. You can only put them in the back.
Right.
So they don't allow them to be on the side yard because
They don't want you driving the neighbor crazy.
Right. Okay, so does Chicago have this ordinance?
Chicago does have this ordinance.
So then you would call 311. You'd call
probably
the police. Okay, all right.
Probably 311. You might want to look up and see what the decibel level is, you know, permitted levels. And that's going to change from day to night in some towns also. So during the day, you're allowed a certain decibel level, and at night it needs to be different. So, you know, that's all part of it. You know, It's a tough thing to handle. Obviously, you want to start out
the neighborly way.
Yeah. You don't want to start out by creating a confrontation.
Right.
You know?
But like I said, I know that this has happened to somebody, and they've said, and the people are like, we're sorry. We don't know.
Right.
What can we do? You know,
a lot more common than you think, actually.
Yes.
But again, if they had a brand new unit put in, most of those, unless they bought I don't know what's your minimum now, 12 or 13, 14 SEER?
13, I think.
13. Yes, I don't put in anything less than 16. So,
yeah.
But most of those are more efficient and actually run quieter.
Yes. It should not be
it's
running.
It's unusual for a new unit to be loud.
Right. Unless, like you said, the covers may be loose and it's rattling. And it might
That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah. It might be just something simple like that the installer could come back and tighten up, or even the homeowner can do it. So,
right.
Talk to the homeowners first. You know, if you don't. If there's a bush or a tree, something that's on the neighbor's yard and it's hanging over into your yard, you don't just go lop the thing down.
You
go
you
talk. No, you talk to the neighbor and say, hey, do you mind if I cut this back a little bit?
What if all their fruit is falling into your yard and all the rats are in there eating all the fruit that's in your yard because it's
legally fine? You can trim that anything hanging over your yard. Legally, it's fine.
Yes.
But
thank you.
Neighborly, give them the benefit of the doubt and just go, it's their tree, just be nice.
I can't just throw the rotten
too many
fruit
people
back in their yard and let the rats follow it.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I just need your permission, Rich. Who told you to do that? Rich Cowgill.
Yeah.
Would you like his phone number?
Yeah. So, on the news last night, talking about rats, they were talking about rats. So, yeah, this they had a shot of a police. There was some shooting or something. So they had a shot of a police officer getting evidence, picking up evidence. And in the background, you saw these rats running across from one part. Yeah, across this gangway and into another part.
Gangway!
Exactly. They were running through the shot. It was hilarious. I had to back up and watch it again because I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
So, okay, back to the show.
That's all.
You want another tidbit for you? You're going to love this one.
Go ahead.
Your favorite referral company, Angie's List?
No, they're not my favorite.
And how about Home Advisor?
Oh, I can't stand them either. Go ahead.
One and the same now.
No.
They merged.
All right, 2 seconds, Rich. I'm going to cut you off for 2 seconds. 847-475-1590. If you have a comment on neighborly stuff or Ron's favorite topic, Angie's List, tell us what you like about them.
Because, I don't.
Well, why? Sorry, Rich. They're one and the same now. Who bought out who?
Well, here's the all these referrals.
No, they merged, actually, and they're going to be publicly traded as one company, but I believe they're going to stay Angie's List and Home Advisor. So they will appear as competitors, but the money goes into the same
pocket
drawer. Same pockets, yeah.
So referral companies, they come and go. They're constantly...
I think these two are going to be here.
I don't. The reason they're joining forces is because they're failing. So you used to have to pay for Angie's List, and you would pay to be a member.
Right.
Well, there's so many people that were getting that information for free from like Home Advisor that Angie's List had to do it for free. So now,
Home Advisor charges you to be, the contractor on there has to pay.
Yes.
And the more you pay, the higher your rating, the higher your referral.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with how good you are.
Correct.
Capable you are. It has more to do with
how much
where your money is.
How much money do you want to pay? And then they charge you per lead. So you get someone calls for a bathroom, you have to pay $25 just to go get the information for that client. I know. That's what I'm saying. So you pay the $25, and of course, the referral company wants your credit card. So they charge your credit card right away, and then they send you the information. And then after that, it's gone. But the problem is, because we tried this years ago, you would
do
that.
There's no guarantee you get a sale. It's not. It's just a lead.
Right. It's you're paying $25 for the lead, and they recycle those leads a lot of times. So now you'd call somebody and go, wait, I called about this a year ago. I entered this information. The job's done. So now you have to turn around as the contractor and go fight to try and get your money back. And it's just a total pain in the butt. I've tried it a few different times, never liked it. And
no, I agree with you. All the referral services have been, like Angie's List, you couldn't put yourself on there as a company when your clients or somebody had to put you on there. So one of mine did years ago. And then, some of my other clients added to it.
Right.
But the amount of crap I started getting from Angie's List to, pay this, pay that, move up. And I'm like, man, what a scam.
Yep. So then if you want to come up in Chicago for kitchen remodels, you've got to pay to do that. And that's the problem I have. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with
more stuff,
more emails and phone calls right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when you
are. And play the same one.
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah. That's okay.
I do tiles, no, it's not. This is the one I want to do right here. Let's try this one. Because Robbie likes this one.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Hey, Rich. If somebody we had Erica on in a couple segments ago. And if somebody was curious and they were like, wow, what was that she shed thing again? What was that information again?
How what could was someone that find she out? Said about she sheds?
Yes. What was she
a room
said?
Of your own?
Yes.
So if you
can I
to
sell
Mighty
seashells
House,
in my she shed?
I was trying to come up with something like that, but Sally,
I know.
My seashell, but instead of she sheds, didn't work. Go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contact us page, and click join or. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Subscribe to the newsletter. So we send that out every week. You in this week's newsletter is a link directly to Amazon to get a copy of She Sheds.
See?
So get the news. Sign up for our newsletter, please. And like I said, I keep it short and sweet. I get too many emails too, so it's just nice, short and sweet. You know what's going on each week on the show.
You got the
email
contact
of the
info?
Week.
Yep.
Contact info. Everything's good. So sign up for the newsletter. You can find us on Facebook because you put that link up there and you can subscribe through that. Or you can go to mightyhouse.net contact page.
Yes. There you go. Boom, done. And it's on the Twitter machine,
boom, done.
Too.
Yeah. So one last piece of news for you.
Okay.
You may or may not remember that OSHA passed a rule that says starting this year you have to report online all your workman's comp injuries and deaths and things like that.
Right.
Because OSHA wants to keep better track of it.
Right.
Yeah, they said never mind. The people at OSHA are so efficient. They didn't get around to writing all the standards and, the website thing. And so they just said, yeah, maybe next year.
Right. They're going to keep
the
working
government.
On.
What a useless bunch of people. And that's all I got to say about that.
Uh-huh. Okay, how do you really feel there, Rich?
Utter useless.
That's
hate
excellent.
The government. Hate not that kind of whack job. Well, yeah, no, I do, but I'm not the whack job, going
right.
to go drive around D.C., whatever, like a home inspector or something.
Oh,
okay.
He was a home inspector and a contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Funny stuff. I just do that because all the guys at Nachi, friends of ours. So he wasn't a Nachi guy. He was an Ashy guy.
Right. That's what they were all saying, too. It was like,
yeah, he's an Ashy.
But and a couple of the guys actually had met him at some state functions for home inspectors.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. Never know what makes people trip.
Nope. You don't.
So
excellent.
But yeah, so OSHA reporting for injuries. Never mind.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. So,
yes, it is.
Something else that I posted up there, and I put a thing, for roof warranties.
Yes, I was just pulling that up.
Okay, so on your roof warranty, if you're buying a roof, there's warranty issues. There's some things we can talk about. The real reason I liked that whole article thing was the picture.
I think I like that, too.
Is this on Facebook?
Yeah, it was on the Facebook.
It's a picture of a hunky man with his shirts. Why do you like this picture? I'll tell you why I like it. Again, shirt sleeves rolled up. He's holding the nails in his mouth. He has a little hammer in his hand.
Yep.
There's obviously something wrong with this picture.
No, there's plenty wrong with the picture. So, but here's the problem.
Little man apron on.
It's so obvious that it's an actor.
Because he's good looking?
He doesn't have the right clothing on. He doesn't have any fall protection on. He doesn't have, he's not holding the nails right. I mean, it's just on and on and on. He's not, the way he's putting the shingles on is not the correct way. I mean, there's just the way he's obviously an actor that they gave a nail pouch to, some nails and a hammer.
Oh,
and
it's
said,
a nail
here.
Pouch. I thought it was a man apron.
No, it's, yeah, that's just this.
And then had
a home improvement warehouse store nail pouch, which nobody would ever use.
Right. And then and with the way he's sitting on the roof, you wouldn't be putting shingles down that way. So it's obviously posed. Very irritating. There's plenty of roofers out there to go get
so
a
you're
picture.
Saying that that's not his van or his port-a-john in the background?
No. No, not at all. It's an actor that showed up on the job. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, all right, I'm looking to see if this is stock photo or if they actually staged it for them.
Well, I totally agree. He's got, it looks like a 12-ounce curved claw hammer. Absolutely not good for roofing.
Yep.
Yeah. And the guys that do shingles like that, they don't put the nails in their mouth anymore. Did you ever see the separator that they wear around their necks?
Yep.
Those are cool.
Yes. Yeah, those the nail separators are excellent.
You know, I clicked
on
that
I would agree with you.
Page.
Yeah.
And on the side, there's a little ad, and it says, NARI rolls out new accreditation program.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something?
What's the new accreditation program?
I don't know. The program recognizes remodeling firms that demonstrate sound business and operation practices.
Okay.
I just didn't know if that's something, you know, important, not important.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to Mimi and find out.
Okay, this is was posted April of 2017.
Huh. NARICHICAGO.org for more information on that. That's
okay.
If you're looking for a
it's
remodeler.
It's the ARC for short, the Accredited Remodeling Company program.
Right.
Will recognize firms that demonstrate sound business and operation practice and that have at least one employee with specialized credentials, such as NARI.
Okay. Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay. So, let's go into the roof warranty thing real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rich.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you had it. I don't have it up.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to, I didn't know if you were going to continue.
Nail guns.
Nail guns can void your warranty typically.
Yes. So you have to look with the actual shingle manufacturer and make sure that nail guns are allowed. So just because the roofer is using them, it may or may not be allowed. So they're going to use it no matter what because it's faster.
Where would I find out this information? Like, is there a wrap around the shingles that I'll look at it and it'll say?
Well, you should be able to ask the contractor or you go to the website and look up the particular shingle and you have to make sure it's the one you're using.
Right.
Well, I'm hiring the guy that knocked on my door and said there was hail damage.
Then you're a bonehead.
Tell me what you really think, Ron.
Wow, 7 years it took him to call me a bonehead.
Bonehead.
So you want to make sure that you look at the, if it says GAF on the package, look up GAF, look at the warranty information, make sure nail guns can be used with them. Some can, some can't. So you got to watch out for that kind of stuff. And the other thing is there's 20-year warranties, there's 25-year warranties, there's 30-year warranties, there's lifetime warranties. Those warranties apply to the material only, not the installation. So if you hire a bad contractor and they're not installed correctly, the roofing company is going to say, well, it's not our problem. It's the guy that installed them that's no longer in business because you hired the guy that knocked on your door.
Because I'm a
bonehead.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, and that's what Patrick Morgan, in the article, Patrick Morgan, he's a CEO of Roof Life out in Oregon. And that was his take on it is the overwhelming number of problems with roofs goes back to an installation problem. And the other side of that is everybody is paying people by the square.
Yes.
So the faster they get them down, the more money they make so that it's not about doing a good install. It's doing a fast install.
Yes.
And the last thing with that is he says most of those problems come up in year six.
Yes. Yeah. That was an interesting thing. So if you want to know more information, go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page and read the whole article. Very good article.
Or selling the fifth year.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's go to the phones real quick and talk to Linda. Hey, Linda, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, great show.
Hi, Linda.
Enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
I have a question of whether there's typically any regulation on the open fire pits that people are putting in their yards.
Yeah, as long as your smoke stays in your property, it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I heard about that. It's tough to control, but I think concerned about fire hazard. People burn any kind of trash in those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, tree branches, old furniture, anything.
And newspapers. And
paper.
And so the paper floats up, and then it can land on a neighbor's roof that happens to be cedar shake. It hasn't rained in 4 weeks, and it's really dry, and then boom, there goes the house. So
exactly.
A lot of places are not allowed. You have to check with your own municipality. A lot of places, mm-hmm. they do not allow an open flame in an open pit like that. You have to have one of those chimneys or something like that, or have some kind of a grate to catch any sparks or flames over it. So, each municipality is going to be different. We can't blanketly say, no, you can't do it, because Like I said, you know, each municipality is going to say something different about it.
Okay. Well, I had one example of a small courtyard-type building, so there are walls on three sides, and someone put this portable fire pit right in the middle. It's about 5 feet away from a wooden porch.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fire hazard possibility. Well, so
the ones that are worse are the ones that put it on the wood deck.
Yeah, right.
So
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. There's like this heat issue, fire, open flame on wood. There's something wrong there, I think. So, yeah. So you got to be careful.
So if there's no code regulation in that locality, there's probably nothing you can do to.
Correct.
Probably not.
And you might
probably
want.
Probably not.
It sounds like you might want to look into condo association or the homeowners association. If it's in a complex like that, there may be rules and regulations there that within the homeowners association too that might be able to.
I'm sure you're right about that, because most homeowner associations or condos don't even allow you to have a grill.
Yes.
Right.
For that reason.
Right. You can't have it, like, you could have a gas grill maybe, but you can't have a charcoal grill. Yep.
Right.
So would that be a fire code, fire regulation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the code where you'd look for it?
Yeah. It'd be in the building code and, you know, and also building regulations and, you know, check with the fire department. That might be just a quick call to the fire department. They'll be able to answer it for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Linda, keep your smoke on your side of the property line.
I'll see if I can do that. Yes, indeed.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
There you go. So, yeah? What are you waving your arms around for?
Why not? Texercise.
I'm not.
Texercise. Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. What's exercise? Texercise?
Oh, exercise.
Yeah, listening to country music while you're working out.
That's Texercise. Texas. You just invented something new, Robbie.
Rich did. Rich gets all the credit for that.
Put it on a video and get it on TV.
That's get
it.
Her done.
Get her done.
No, you can't
I'm
use that.
I'm looking for the hardware department.
Mr. Novak and Peggy
Hardware.
Malecki are in the wings. We'll
this
be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Still hanging, the sheetrock's still bare, and I know that someday there'll be a bathroom right there. The only time it looks
Peggy's doing the wall snap
when I turn out.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Not to this song.
So I said I'm trying to stay awake.
I know you can.
It's a beautiful waltz. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. What are you doing? Are you messing with me?
Oh, my.
Hey,
oh my.
I had that jerry-rigged up there perfectly.
That looks like a Ron Cowgill.
It was working fine until
working.
Peggy.
A Ron Cowgill joint. There it is.
Come on.
Wow. Ron,
come on.
You do good work.
Okay, now I've tightened the tie wrap.
Okay.
Now it should hold.
So okay. now I get to say Ron Cowgill does good work 99% of the time.
Hey, it was a last minute thing. I ran it because we had, I don't know why we had.
Last minute? You here? What?
Yeah. We need one more microphone. We had one in our locker out there. So I ran out there, came in here, plugged it in, boom, done, rock and roll.
Oh, that's your mic?
Yeah.
Who was how so many people did you have in here this morning?
Huh?
If I stand on my tiptoes, because that's what I was trying to do, get the mic to go down.
That's what's going on.
Uh-huh. That's good. We'll you stand, we'll get you a box to stand on.
That little microphone stand had, I don't know, Cialis for breakfast, but
I wasn't going to go there.
I did.
You did.
Okay.
That's nice.
I just thought I would lower the level of the show, like unlike what. Here comes Ben.
Ben.
Oh, I like that. Can we play with these?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we'll get it at the news.
Yikes. Yeah.
There we go.
We're chewing up valuable radio time. All right,
is this your camera?
No. He's up on top there.
Oh. No. I was thinking, are you Facebooking live?
No.
Oh,
nothing fancy like that.
So there's something. So they're working on something here.
Yeah, no, I've talked to Sonar about that. Eventually, well, I was going over the system that we're going to have and be able to change all the
in 2023.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought.
he's got it in there. We can do it. See, it's
oh, we've actually used the Facebook Live from up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably use it tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be good because we have some guests tomorrow. Yeah, that's cool.
So you want access to our locker so you can get the microphone. And I'll leave you some extra.
And you know,
I'll leave you some extra wire ties.
Usually, I have extra microphones in my little box of goodies here, but
yeah.
I emptied my car in the garage this week and left them all in the garage.
See how
so
you
they're all sitting there. Well, I had to throw my bicycle in there because I had to have the car fixed. So I don't know if you've ever done this, but I take the car to the shop, then ride the bicycle home.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Robbie, I'm so glad to hear somebody else has done that.
I ride it. Yes. Go on. I'm sorry.
And then come back the next day on the bicycle, put the bicycle back in the car, and
absolutely
pick up the car.
No, I use the cell phone to get back to the office when we drop a car off, or a truck off.
Well,
does it have four wheels on it? Or?
Yeah, it does. I dial somebody at the office, say, "Hey, come pick me up," and they come and pick me up.
Oh well, so, I don't have. You have peeps. I don't have peeps.
Yeah.
If I try to get Peggy to do that, she'd say I'm up here in Highland Park. I ain't coming down the city. No, right. No way.
Yeah, I'll see you in an hour and a half. I'm in traffic.
Yeah. Why don't you just put your bike in the trunk? That's what she'd tell you, right?
Yeah. Well, I already did.
Yeah.
So that's the point.
Right.
Okay.
So hey, what does the Mike Novak show have coming up?
Nothing.
Oh.
So
jeez.
I was going to ask you, after the show, are you going up to Custer, Wisconsin?
No, we're not going to make it up there.
Because we had those folks on last, I know you had them on a couple of weeks ago, we had them on last week. And it sounds like fun, the energy fair.
Right.
Started yesterday, it's today, and then finishes tomorrow. It sounds like it's going to be very, very cool.
Yes. But not temperature-wise, but just like a lot of cool stuff going on.
No, and
we
maybe,
take everything so literally.
It might get rained out.
Yes.
And some storms.
Yeah. Yep.
Yesterday was a great day for them.
Yes.
It was perfect up there.
And then next week we're going to be at the Midwest Koi and Pond Show.
Yep. Koi.
Talking fish.
Talking fish.
Talking
the 25th anniversary of the Midwest Pond and Koi Society, their annual show.
It's a carp show.
McCook.
Right?
McCook. It's at the McCook. Wait, I got it right.
It's at
here.
The McCook.
The Max McCook Athletic and Exposition. And that's what they call it. They don't call it it's not a facility. It's not
it's not a center.
It's not a center.
Exposition.
It's just the Max McCook Athletic and Exposition, which is like, you guys left out the noun.
Right.
You've got all the adjectives, but there are no nouns here.
Uh-huh. Are you broadcasting from there?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Next,
and that's Saturday?
Saturday at 10 o'clock.
From 10 to 11 next Saturday.
Oh, that's
Saturday.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we'll be looking at pretty little koi.
Carp.
And their they are
different colored carp.
They're big carp, yeah.
Will they be selling
stop carping
aquatic?
They're fancy carp.
Yeah, expensive carp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I assume
but they'll be talking about backyard
plants.
Ponds and plants. And
it is so hard to find aquatic plants in the Chicagoland area. I've been looking and looking and looking. I did find one place in Park Ridge.
Really?
But places do not sell them anymore.
Hmm.
Because?
I don't know. But
you
like,
know, and we will. That's a question we will ask the folks at the Midwest Pond and Koi Society.
Yes. I mean, just to tell you, Gethsemane, on their website, they say they sell them. But when you scroll down, it's like, we no longer sell them. I've tried. There's an Old Orchard has a place. Old Orchard, like organic plants or something. They're like, no, we no longer.
Oh, yeah. There's the big fish and pond place. Near Old Orchard.
Yes. The Fish and Pond Place, it's Old Orchard Aquariums.
Yeah.
They sell a few for aquariums, but not necessarily, you know, pond plants. There are no places that I could find in the Chicago area.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to check on this then for you.
Yeah. Your assignment for the week, Robbie.
Well, no. I did find at Lurvy's.
Lurvy's.
But other than that, and there's a place in Lyle, but...
And not surprised, Lurvy is expanding
awesome.
Like crazy, and they're going to be adding another building. It's like, oh my goodness, it's
their
explosion.
Yeah,
there.
That's a great facility they've got over there. And if you're looking for patios, you're going to do a stone patio and stuff like that. They've got all the different kinds of brick, and it's just
Well, that's awesome. The other thing. They've always been one of the biggest stone suppliers in the area. So mm-hmm. you can get anything there. And now they've turned it into a destination. It used to be kind of they would shut down during the week over the winter. Now it's open all the time, and they mm-hmm. have this beautiful atrium, and you go in there. It's really lovely. Oh, and
by the way,
we're doing a follow up on the Friends of the Parks because they had a meeting and the city has actually said, hey, we're going to meet with you and talk to you about the Obama Library. really? How nice is that? Yeah. That's awfully sweet of you to do
Excellent.
That. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. And then and talking a bunch of stuff, maybe even.
And weather later, too.
And Rick DeMaio is mm-hmm. back. Yay.
Excellent. All right. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, just go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the Contact Us page. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And next week, we'll have another tip of the week. We'll have another Clutter Clarity segment, and in between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. And I want to just say thanks to Mr. Floor for stopping in today and Erica Kotite for She Sheds Your Own Space.
Mr. Floor.
And, that's beautiful. Yes.
And it's a great book. If you want to check it out, you can find it at Amazon.com. And go there. So, and thanks for everybody sending in the emails today and the phone calls. And I don't know how much time we got left there, Ben.
Stretch.
Yeah, and what's that?
He forgot to unmute Rich.
Rich is like knocking on the screen. Yeah. Hello, I'm here.
Sorry, Rich.
No, he was reading.
No big deal, man.
He was paying his bills.
I thought he was ordering
from Amazon.
Yeah, there you go. All right, for Rich Calgo and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgo. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.